You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host for this segment, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week that's been. So with the week coming up, we've got a few things happening. We do have on the 12th, or on the 11th, so tomorrow for me, we've got a conjunction with Venus and Saturn. I feel like that might be bringing up problems. Could be like financial things coming up with that, or relationships, and be like hiccups, like sort of problems. That one will be lasting for a couple of, like a day or two with that energy. And then on the 12th, we have the nodes are shifting. So every 18 months, the nodes, the north node and the south node move into different signs. So we've got the north node moving into Pisces, and we have the south node moving into Virgo. I feel like with that, over the next 18 months, you'll see more of a focus on like mental health, spirituality. I feel like it's going to be bringing up a sort of a spiritual like uplift. I feel like that there could be some maybe experiments happening with certain drugs around, but mental health would be a focus too, with the north node being in Pisces. Then when you got the south node going in Virgo, I feel like with that, people might be looking at different remedies and different things to different modality, healing modalities. I feel like it's going to come in and looking at that with that over the next 18 months. We've got on the 13th, we do have Mars, which is going to be trying Neptune. I feel like that's not going to, it's sort of going to calm your anger or calm your frustrations with that transit. On the 13th as well, we've got the Sun trying Uranus. This will be sort of a big surprise that's happening, I guess, and globally, and it'll be something positive, but even in yourself, you might have some sort of unexpected news, something unexpected will happen, but it should be like a positive thing. On the 14th, we've got the full moon that is happening in Cancer. So this full moon, and then I'll go back to that. And then on the 15th, we've got a Venus, which is going to be in square with Jupiter. That's going to bring about, I think, some frustrations there. Relationships may not be working as smoothly as you want it to with that. And then we've got on the 16th, we've got an opposition starting with the Sun and Mars. Might be making you feel more confident with that, transit. And then I said on the 11th, so that full moon that we've got coming up, it will be in Cancer. So part of it will be about sort of hiding your emotions, dealing things as they come. We do have some positive aspects. We do have I've got a tickle in my throat. We do have a try coming from the moon to Saturn, which is really helping us with any problems that are coming up. It's like, as I said before, with Cancerians, it's about sort of hiding the emotions, keeping it in, and having that hard shell. So I feel like it's really helping you to deal with things and to process with things and not get too emotional. We've also got a sextile to Uranus that could bring us unexpected emotions, but that will be positive. It won't be anything negative. Plus, we've got a trine to Neptune. So I do feel like it'd be about working in harmony, creating a safe space for yourself, working within yourself too. And we've also got we do have a square with Chiron. And I feel like that could be bringing up some things that have really caused you a bit of distress. But I feel like with this full moon that's coming up, I do feel like it's about bringing up surprise emotions, but it's good emotions coming through. And I feel like it's about newfound opportunities coming in. I feel like it's going to be making you more problem solving and just really being patient and getting on with things and not getting too worried or too complex or too bogged down in them. I also feel like it's about feeling like things are more stability. I also feel like it's about making changes in your home, whether it be you're redecorating, you're cleaning up, just making positive changes, changing things around in the home. And I feel like it's also about wanting to make these improvements. The changes that you make at your home, it will be an improvement that you do make. I feel like for some reason we are dealing with water signs, but I feel like especially where I am, it's going to be bringing more thunderstorms and perhaps even in Europe too. But I feel like with this is about, because it's about going within a little bit, so I do feel like there's going to be more things happening behind the scenes that we can't see too. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Cameron in Sydney. So hi, Cameron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you today?
I would just like to know if you could help me with, like, what areas of my life I should be focusing on for personal development right now.
Okay. I don't know if this is a focus or not, but when you're talking, I just get, like, heart, like, as in, I don't know if you had, like, heartache or a heartbreak recently or there's been something, issues with the heart that's coming up, but I feel like this is more about relationships than, say, health. I feel like that it is time to sort of put, it's like you got to put your feelings on the line here. I feel, does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And I just feel like it's kind of like bygones be bygones. I feel like I don't know if you live near the beach at all, but I am feeling like around the beach, but like somewhere that's quite busy. I'm drawn to Manly, so I don't know if you're around that area or if you are around a place that's like Manly, because I am drawn around that for you. Yes.
I'm not too far away from there.
Oh, okay, excellent. And I see a girl there, and she's slim. She's very tanned. I feel like she has, I'm going to say blonde, but it's like a dirty blonde, I feel. But I feel like she's quite slim. And I don't know, I feel like it's like taking a dive or taking a risk here. And I feel like it's something to do with this girl. I feel like you've been really sort of thinking of holding back or really not sure where to go. But I feel like in March there's like things in, and it's, again, I feel like it's the love, the relationship, it's blossoming around you. And I just feel like it's time to really, I don't know, put yourself out there, put your heart on the line. That's what I'm hearing as well. In terms of what you should be focusing on for this year, I feel like the first 6 months of this year, it's all about you putting yourself where you want to be, even when it's looking at future goals. I feel like it could be travel plans or looking at traveling. And I feel like I want to go like abroad, so not in Australia. I want to go international. I'm really drawn to actually, I don't think like Europe with you. I want to say America, but then I thought more Europe. I see like the old buildings, but it's like old. I don't know where I am. But there's like plans, like travel plans. And then I feel like then it's about like your work, focusing on work and career. I do feel like there's a chance or there's a new contract coming up. I do feel like I'm working in the city with you. I'm drawn to like the tall buildings, and I feel like I'm in the city CBD, but down near, if it's like Circular Quay or down near the bridge. I feel like I'm drawn down near the bridge for you. And I feel like you're very...
Yeah, actually, that's funny. That's where I work.
Oh, excellent. I feel like you're a very funny guy, and you're very open, you're very smart, very intellectual. But I just feel like, I don't know, the first 6 months, it's like your private life and you, and then the last 6 months is goal-orientated around your career and business, like, and it's all about work is what I feel.
Okay.
For you. And it's about just making it happen. I feel like at your work there's a male there, which I feel like is a bit of a bully. This man feels like he knows better than other people. or you. I feel like he's going to trip up. I feel like that he's really, it's like not negotiable with him. But I don't want to say avoid him because he's going to trip up.
Okay.
He's older. I feel like he's older than you. He thinks he's very clever, but he's actually not. He just doesn't, he doesn't understand people. That's what I feel.
Yep.
I feel like you're very spiritually aware of yourself. I feel like you've got a really good intuition. I feel like you hear, like you've got thoughts or you hear things. I feel like you're very connected in that way. But yeah, I just really feel like you're leaving like toxic or negative people behind. And you're having really good, having a fun time coming up here. Look, February might feel like everything is being shifted or it feels like your world's been tipped upside down, but it's a good shift and it might sort of knock you off your feet, but it's to lead you in a different direction than where you're meant to go.
Okay, I feel perfect. Like
that's as well. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's really great information. Thank you so much for all of that.
That's okay. Thank you. Let me just see if I can get anything else for you. I don't know if you have a skinny dog. Have you ever had a dog that might be a little bit slimmer or a dog that the fur like, doesn't have long fur, the fur is like short, perhaps might be a small
yes,
dog.
But yeah.
Because the dog's saying it's a skinny yep. dog and the dog wants to say hello to you. And I just feel like the fur is like short, but it's like feels soft, like silky, this fur. Yep. And the yep. dog just wants to say like hi, and I feel like it's very energetic. It runs rings around you. And the dog is saying that I feel like the dog likes the beach or likes going on surfboards, but it's like, I don't know if you go surfing or not, but I see this dog on a surfboard. So I just feel like when you're at the beach, this dog is there with you. And he's like, yep. don't forget it. Yep. Okay.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank you. All right, guys. So, yeah, so this week we have a lot going up in the astrology, but just like this year, there will be a lot happening this year with the astrology. This week, I think this year will be just be fast things, changes, just happening out of nowhere. I do have my predictions up on my YouTube channel for the transits and for what I see coming up for the year ahead. So if you go to look up Danielle Psychic or Lady D to view them. And I feel like that, you know, where there is sometimes we get anxiety, but there will always be some good things coming up as well during the year. If you want to contact me, you can. And the process of updating my website, it is still there, but it is Lady D Psychic Parties. The same as my Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. I've actually started doing lives on my YouTube channel and Facebook. So I'm going to start soon, probably next month or this next week, starting doing lives on Friday nights and also maybe on a weekend. So I get all different time zones. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. And I feel like I've forgotten one of the social medias, but I think that's it. Hope you have an amazing week ahead. Enjoy this full moon in Cancer. I feel like it will be positive, and I will see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.